The reading this morning is Psalm 126, a song of ascent. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Sue. And now Caroline's going to talk to us about that passage. Caroline, can we just say a quick prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for Caroline and for her faithfulness to serve you. We pray that you fill her heart and her mind with your Holy Spirit as she brings us your word this morning. We pray that you open our ears to hear your word. Open our hearts. Fill us with your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Morning. I'm not sure I'm up for the heckling from downstairs, but we'll give it a go. It's lovely to be with you this morning. It's been a while since I've been here, and it's good to be back. Shame the weather isn't better, but we worship God whatever the weather, don't we? I'm going to start by making a quick confession before we plough into this. I hadn't seen the term card till last week, and I looked at the psalm, and I'd spent some time reflecting on it before hitting the books. I've had quite a bit of time off sick this summer, so I've had some time. And I thought, oh, we're doing the Psalms as ascent. Excellent, great. There are going to be lots of singing, lots of joy, lots of praise. They're not going to be laments. They're not going to be heavy. And although we all have our favourite joyful psalms, sometimes the psalms can feel really lamentful and more Eeyore than Tigger. And then I hit the books and the commentaries and I opened them up and felt just a little bit foolish. One of them immediately pointed out that Psalm 126 is a psalm of lament. Just the opposite to what I thought. And I suppose that's why we study, isn't it? People have gone before us that have studied the Bible and they write commentaries and books so that we can know what the Bible is trying to tell us. And my secret dream for this church is that we have a borrowing library where we can bring and share books that can expand our knowledge and of the Bible and of Christian life. And to help the odd ordinan who's trying to run before she can walk. But as I looked at the different translations of this passage, they all had different titles. As we've got printed in our service sheet, it says A Song of Ascent. But three others said that they were a prayer of deliverance, a pilgrim's song, a harvest of joy. So we've got ascent, deliverance, pilgrimage, and harvest. I think all four bear witness to these six verses. But what have they got to tell us today? How are they relevant today? They keep us looking. Sorry, ascent. Ascension, deliverance, pilgrimage and harvest keep us looking up when our natural instinct is to look down, especially when we may be a bit unsteady on our feet and want to ensure that we don't trip over the rug. Now, some of you know I am a district nurse, and I have a bit of a problem with rugs, and I spend a lot of my time trying to pull them up and move them out of people's houses so they don't trip over them. And I suppose this morning, this is what I'm trying to do in a spiritual way, is to try and remove those rugs that trip us up. But as I prayed over this passage and its relevance to us, had for us as an 11, I had a distinct word from the Lord. And I believe he was saying that this gathering was here to help this community to keep running to the end, so that we can join together in fellowship and keep running the race. The word felt that we have been faithful in our Christian lives and we have followed Christ, but now is not the time to stop running, to rest on our laurels. We need to keep going. We need to finish this race well. It felt like a really clear call to us to celebrate joy and the tenacity to keep going. I don't believe that this should be burdensome. It's not a call to start sprinting to the end. We don't need to get our phones out and our app for the couch to 5K. It's not about starting something new. It's about keeping going. I believe it's a call to keep going, but in God's strength, day by day, maybe hour by hour, to hope in the Lord. Isaiah 40:31 tells us, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint." The Israelites in Psalm 126 had hope in the Lord. They knew that the Lord had brought them back to Jerusalem. They probably sung these psalms as they made their way back from exile on their way to Jerusalem, or as they walked up to Mount Zion. And just for a minute, I'd like you to sit and picture what returning from exile might have looked like, as they laughed and celebrated and ate together. What might that have felt like, maybe emotionally or physically or spiritually? And if you want to turn to the person next to you, maybe just for a second or two, have a think about what that might have looked like. Now, I'd just like you to think about a time when you maybe sat with your friends or family and church and laughed and ate together and celebrated something special. Or a time you came into church expectant, maybe for your wedding day, or celebrate a new vicar coming or a new stage in the church life. The great expectation, the celebration that it brought. Again, maybe just share with the person near you what that great expectation and celebration thought. The Hebrews knew how to celebrate. They had been called to be God's living testimony that he was the one true God, maker of heaven and earth. And they knew what he looked like, what that looked like. They knew that other nations knew what that looked like too. They had been blessed by God and they remembered that clearly. They were looking backwards while trying to look forward. They remembered that what it felt like to be joyful. When times are tough and the road is steep, it's important to remember what that feeling of joy feels and looks like. It's what will keep us going to the end. The Israelites now feel like they were in a desert place. Verse 4 says, "Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the streams of the Negev." The Negev is a desert, a scrubland, south of Judah, and it merges in with the Sinai Desert. It would have been hot and dusty and a place where sand just gets everywhere. They remembered what it felt like to return to Zion, and now it felt like a lifetime ago. It's easy to take an unexpected turn in life. Sometimes it happens for no fault of our own. Sometimes a turn that you think will bring you great joy has been something you've been longing for many years. And instead of being the land of milk and honey, turns into a desert place, a tumbleweed floating across the earth like a bad Western movie. Both my children came after years of prayer and fertility treatment. And there was possibly a false expectation of what motherhood would be like. I thought it would be wonderful and plain sailing, and that I would join a mum's group here and my faith would flourish just like everybody else sat in church. Everybody else struggles is the truth. But my faith had taken a severe battering while dealing with infertility. And now motherhood and trying to restore my relationship with Jesus didn't feel that easy. Trying to find a quiet time or just trying to get here for the 9:30 service on a Sunday was a challenge. Others seemed to have it taped. As soon as their child went down for their afternoon nap, out came their Bibles. But that wasn't the reality for me. It was a tough running the race with the small children while trying to restore my relationship with the Lord. But I'm wondering what was your great expectation? What did you think was going to be the next wonderful stage in your life and then didn't work out just as you'd expected? Life rarely works out as we plan it. Was it a promotion that fell a bit flat or was more than you could handle? Or was it retirement? You would have all the time in the world to pray and study God's word, and you ended up filling it with other stuff and found yourself busier than ever and spiritually alone in that desert. Psalms of lament give us a language to use when we have no words because life is not as we expected it to be. Apart from Psalms 44 and 48, all the Psalms of lament have a pattern. They start with calling out to God and go from pleading to praising him. They move from negative to positive. Here we're moving from one of sadness of remembering what the Israelites once had and the relationship they once had with Jehovah. And they are asking, they are beseeching him to make them prosperous again, that other nations will recognize their relationship with him, to make the desert places green again, flowing with water and new life. They are desiring the fields to be awash with flood water, the desire to see God at work again, to be happy again. They are asking for God's faithfulness, asking for him to show his face again among them, to restore that unique bond between Israel and Jehovah. Yet the fields and the crops will not flourish in flood water. What they need is steady watering. The furrows need watering, but not flooding. The race isn't about the short, sharp shock. It's about the long haul. A type of marathon. While I wrote this, I kept being reminded of new wine and Christian conferences, where you are flooded with teaching and worship and you think, oh, if only this was it every day, I would grow and I would flourish and so much better than my everyday experience. Yet you come home and the shine quickly fades as your tent dries out. And by September, you can't even remember the name of the person who spoke those life-changing words in the big tent that morning. The watering may flood and renew you, but the best way to grow and have fuel for the race is through regular teaching and worship and fellowship. We need to look to the Lord to be our restorer. He will not give us rest. He will not only give us rest, but the energy to keep running to the end, to finish well, to bring us hope. The Israelites knew that he had done great things for them, and they looked to him to do them again. They had a hope in Yahweh that he would restore them, that they would laugh and celebrate again together. As I've said, my kids were very tiny. It was as much as I could do to get to church or to make mum's group and engage with it once I was there. I was too exhausted, just like these Israelites in the psalm. Yet God sees our faithfulness. He hears our prayers and promises to walk or run the race with us, that we may, as in verse 6, return to the songs of joy, carrying sheaves of golden wheat over our arms. Yet this is not a race to run on our own. It takes a community to bring in a harvest, as it takes a village to raise a child. And remember that this service, gathering, congregation, call it what you will, is a community of God, just like the Israelites. We are drawn together to worship the God of hope. We can't do this alone. We're not asked to do it alone. The Israelites knew that. We are part of a body, and we all bring our individual gifts to worship one God, to help each other run the race, to see God in the good times and the not so good times. One of the translations of the Psalms entitled it a pilgrimage song. And a pilgrimage is also best done as a group where we can encourage and love each other. One website I found described it as a place to step out of the busyness of our lives and to seek time of quiet and reflection, and also a time to socialise. I think it suitably sums up this gathering quite well, a time to reflect, to worship and to socialise, to love each other and to look out for each other. I've been told that the people stay longer here after this gathering than any of the Sunday gatherings. That you stay and you chat, and I've watched this, and you drink coffee, and it's beautiful to be part of. Enjoying each other's company in order to restore our souls for the week ahead. To join in celebrations, to water the desert places, to reap the harvest, and to sow over many years, to keep running to the end. So this morning we have looked at the song of ascent, a walk together to the temple, a prayer of deliverance that God is always with us, even when things don't turn out as we'd planned, a harvest of joy and a pilgrimage song, keeping going to the end, worshipping, encouraging one another as we run the race. So this week, I hope that you will have an assurance that we have a hope in a life eternal, a promise that Jesus will walk alongside us, not just in celebration, but in the desert places too. I know that Jesus walked with me in my desert place, and I know he will walk with you in yours. But it's important to remember those joyous times too. This church family is here to keep you running to the end, to bring in the harvest with joy and singing. Thank you. Amen.